Stokes, three on the way from the corner, no good. Rebound by the Arrows, pulled down by Nicole Kelly. Kelly with the outlet pass, Morgan airmails it up. Nemitz gives it back to Morgan. 26-11, Lancaster by 15. On a drive, Weber, bounce feed backdoor, beautiful pass, and Kelly finishes it with a lay-in good. 28-11, Lancaster. Across the timeline, the Blackhawks, they'll take it left. Stokes back to the right side, Morey dishes off, shot up, no good. Willoughby's shot is blocked, rebound by River Valley. Morey's pass picked off, and here goes Nielsen, and she'll lose it into the base drum. It'll belong to River Valley. Into the game for River Valley, Addie Lilla and Karina Osborne, their starting guards. For Lancaster, Mallory Olmstead returns, and Annie Martin, Megan Cruel as well. Lancaster switched to a man defense, and here is Stokes on a drive, she'll score. Brooklyn Stokes got by down deep, and she finished well, 28-13. Lancaster ball, Arrows handoff, that's Martin. Nowhere, gives it back to Olmstead. She'll drive low, throws it inside, knocked away out of bounds by River Valley. So the inbound pass. Arrows' Lily Weber will start it in play. Darlington leads Highland girls basketball. Check that, Highland 24-17 over Darlington at halftime. Pass comes in play, tough shot, up and good for Megan Cruel. That makes it 30-13. Lancaster in the lead over River Valley. 4 minutes, 5 seconds remaining in the first half. Left side, it's Lilla. Right side, Stokes. Holds it above her head, airmails it to the baseline. Lilla drives to the baseline, is cut off. Pivots, needs some help. And now Lancaster trying to tie it up, and they'll steal it. Taken away by Olmstead. Mallory at half court, drives down deep, goes up with a left hand and missed. Rebound in the lane by the Arrows. They kick it out for three on the way. Good. Weber with four of those here in the first half. 33-13, Lancaster with the lead. 3:27 remaining in the first half. Driving left is Osborne. Hands off to Stokes. Stokes on a dribble drive. Throws it down to the baseline. Willoughby, turnaround 10-footer. Good. Lydia Willoughby with her first basket. And that makes it 33-15. Arrows with the ball and 3:09 remaining in the first half. Weber hands off on a dribble drive. There's Martin, dishes into the lane. Tough shot by Cruel is blocked, gets her own miss, and she is fouled. River Valley commits its second personal. River Valley will have one more game. They'll play tomorrow night. It's a makeup game against Potosi. And then the beginning of the WIA tournament for girls basketball across the state is Tuesday night. Inbounding the ball will be the Arrows, number 11, Lily Weber. Weber brings it in play. It is caught by Morgan. Heidi Heglin into the game for River Valley on that dead ball. Pass comes left side, and it's Angela Clower. Clower drives low, lost the handle, picked off by River Valley. Alexis Davini gets the outlet pass to Karina Osborne. Osborne, free throw line left, back to Davini. Divinity brings it off to the right side, caught by Lilla. Lilla with the basketball on a dribble drive, pulls up, feeds it inside, nothing. Almost lost and now picked up. On a drive is Willoughby, throws it across, picked off by Lancaster, and a foul called on the Blackhawks. That will be a number two, Addie Lilla, and that is her first, River Valley's third. Fouls are even with 2:24 remaining in the first half. Inbound feed for the Lancaster Arrows, and they'll walk it across the timeline. Lily Weber throws it right side, caught there by Martin. Down low, fall away by Morgan is no good, but a foul called, and Jessica goes to the free throw line. Let's have some players on this team. Again, struggled with a 3-6 conference record, but certainly show some capabilities the way they've shot tonight. Free throw on the way and good. That's their first free throw attempted. In fact, that's the first one of the game for either side. 34-15. Morgan will shoot again. Gets the ball from the official. Here it is in the air, on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by River Valley. Addie Lilla off to Karina Osborne across the timeline. Throws it left side to DeVinny. Back to the right, Lilla. Lilla with the ball. Crossover dribble in the paint. Is cut off. Oh, Lancaster gets the steal. And they're going now for it. Morgan goes the other way. Drive shot, no foul called on River Valley. That'll be the Blackhawks' fifth foul. And they'll mark it on the other side. That's going to be called on Heidi Heglin. That's her first. And at free throw line, Morgan. Free throw is no good. She'll get one more. Sometimes players make those threes such unbelievable accuracy, and you think maybe for the free throw they should move back a little bit. In Jessica's case, she was shooting about the NBA length earlier tonight. She'll get a second free throw. This one in the air, and that one is good. That makes it a 35-15 game. Back to a 20-point edge for Lancaster with a minute 45 remaining first half. Osborne drives down deep, gets up, shot on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Green, and Ava takes it the other way across the half-court line. Ava Green pulls up, bounce feed, caught there by Clouser. She'll go to the left side, pulls up, nothing there. Feeds it inside. There's Morgan lean in from the low post. No good. Rebound pulled down by Gostomski. Elizabeth into the game. Air mailing it now. River Valley takes it up to the baseline to the other side. Lilla scores. Addie Lilla makes it 35-17. Ithaca leading Seneca 58-23 in girls basketball. Platteville up on Richland Center 37-6 in girls basketball tonight. Under a minute remaining in the first half. Top of the circle, taken here by Martin. Inside Morgan, kicks it out, ball fake, now driving Jensen. Fires over to the right wing, back to Morgan, top of the circle. Guarded closely there by DeVinny. Pass goes again, just up to the baseline, Clower. Top of the wheel, Martin pivots, fires left side. Morgan on a dribble drive, down to the baseline, tough shot, won't go. Rebound put back up, and good by the Arrows. Ava Green with her second basket. 37-17, Arrows, 22 seconds remaining in the first half. Osborne across half court, throws it left. Gostomski throws it to Heglin, baseline with 13 seconds. She'll drive and a foul called on River Valley. They're going to call an offensive foul on Heglin, which will be her second. Just 10 seconds remaining in the first half. Inbound feed. Jessica Morgan walks it across the timeline off a screen, pulls up, throws it back to Martin. Martin on a drive, hangs and scores from the hip at the buzzer. 39-17, Lancaster in the lead. I'll add up the totals and summaries here, do my general math skills. Denny Copperdahl will check it out for me, make sure it's correct, and we'll have it for you coming up following the Dairyland Transportation report on the radio. Thanks to you for joining us as well on RVTV tonight. Phil Neve with you on a Thursday night. The Lancaster Arrows leading River Valley 39-17 on senior night here in Spring Green on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Travis Wilson from WizSports.net has information tonight for us as we look at the possibility of a shot clock coming up in Wisconsin high school basketball.
After the season is done, there will be the coaches' advisory for the WIAA will get together and talk about things that they would like to see. Last year, the change or the shot clock was something they talked about again, but was not advanced through the process. The change from quarters to halves, which we did in Wisconsin, what was it, 6 or 8 years ago, which I think has been a very good thing, and most people think has been a very good thing, is back in the conversation because there was a rule at the high school level this year that if you played in quarters, it would reset the team fouls each quarter and get away and do away with the single bonus, and everything would be double bonus on the fifth team foul each quarter. We can't do that in Wisconsin because we don't play quarters. We play halves. So that free throw rule does not apply in Wisconsin. But there's conversations of, okay, well, should we do that? Should we be in compliance with the NFHS? There was a survey done by the WBCA that showed that the majority of coaches, by a decent margin, like playing in halves and don't want to go to quarters and don't want to go to the change in the free throw rules. But, you know, that will be a continued conversation, I think, over the next year as well. You know, talking about other changes, we do have a pretty significant change coming up in spring sports, maybe not impacting, you know, Southwest Wisconsin, but lacrosse has been added as an official WIAA sport for the first time ever. It's the first new sport that has been added since, I think it's 1982 when soccer was added. Now, there's been, you know, girls wrestling and girls hockey that have been added over the years, but a new sport in lacrosse that will be a spring sport starting this year. As you can imagine, it's mostly played in the bigger areas in the Milwaukee area, the Madison area, a little bit in the Fox Valley. But looking forward to that and adding a new sport to our coverage at Wiz Sports as well.
Travis Wilson from WizSports.net with some high school sport news, courtesy of Dairyland Transportation.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in Southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium. If you have an accident, you file a claim. For the title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Jewel Associates Engineering in Spring Green have been serving the local area for more than two decades. They appreciate all the clients for projects big or small and the work provided for the local dedicated professionals and technical staff at Jewel Associates. Without quality personnel, Jewel's success would not be possible. Jewel Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for all the amazing achievements on and off the playing surface. Jewel Associates engineers, proud to be a part of jobs well done, and go Blackhawks! You've put off those dreams long enough, but it's never too late. Now is the time to set those plans into motion at All American Do It Center. Is your dream a new kitchen, a new bath, a garage or shed, or construction of a brand new home? Our experienced design team will bring those dreams to life with a full home design, 3D renderings, or 3D walkthrough. See store for details. Contact the experienced design team at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
WRCO. 39-17, the score at halftime. Lancaster in the lead of River Valley. Here's a look at first half scoring. Lily Weber with 12, all from beyond the arc. It was Jessica Morgan with 11, 9 of the 11 from beyond the arc. So Lancaster shot very well, especially in the first part of this game. Angie Martin and Ava Green, along with Megan Kruel, each have 4. And 2 for Kathy Nemitz. Leading River Valley with 7, Brooklyn Stokes. 4-4 scored by Addie Lilla, and 2 apiece for Karina Osborne, Grace Morey, and Lydia Willoughby. Blackhawks have made 1 3-pointer. That was from Brooklyn Stokes. They did not attempt a free throw in the first half. Lancaster went 2 of 4 from the free throw line during a quick moving half. A salute to the Rustlers going on to the next level. The Brunelli's Mason Schulte, Wyatt Knockliner, and Blake Brickle. We understand Noah Radke may not be able to continue in the tournament. Certainly have enjoyed watching his career this year. And Richland Center will send Ethan Haiti, Mason Jelenic, Cole Brenninger, Teague Perkins, and Braden Kleppe. And there will be some girl wrestlers joining the tournament on Saturday as well. We'll have coverage from Wisconsin Dells and Mineral Point High Schools coming up on Saturday, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning. And now a look at some other scores of games, some recent updates for you. First of all, girls basketball, Cuba City 33-19 over Darlington. River Ridge leads Potosi-Cassville 34-13. Wazika Steuben with the lead in that game, 33-5 over New Lisbon. Prairie du Chien up on Dodgeville at last word, 36-23. Highland over Schulzburg, 26-15. Elsewhere, Platteville is up on Richland Center at last word, 37-6. And Ithaca up on Seneca, girls basketball, 58-23. Those are a few on the board tonight. We'll be back with the second half coming up next. Lancaster leads it 39-17 over River Valley on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
A funeral service plays an important role in our lives. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Funerals help us acknowledge that someone we love has died. It's a time to say goodbye. Funerals provide a support system for us and for our friends and family members and the community. And funerals allow us to reflect on the meaning of life and death. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has helped create meaningful funerals since 1889. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
We're back in the second half. Lancaster misses a shot out of the gate. Lancaster will rebound as River Valley drives. Stokes misses it, and it's back to the Arrows. We're back to business here. Second half action, Arrows leading 39-17. Lily Weber on a drive, nothing, fires it out. To meet the ball is Angie Martin in the corner. Martin with the ball. Now looks low, nothing there. Throws into a crowd, caught. High post there by Morgan. She'll take it across to the far side. And Olmstead. Olmstead got away from the defender, drives down deep, and is fouled on the shot. She will go to the free throw line. So the Arrows, who are 2 for 4 in the first half from the free throw. This one is on Addie Lilla. And that will be her first. Free throw is no good. We'll make that her second, yeah. That's number 2 on her. So she, along with Brooklyn Stokes and Lydia Willoughby all have two fouls for River Valley. This one in the air, and that one is no good. And the rebound by Alexis DeVinny. Ball comes the other way, and we're back to business. River Valley top of the circle. Stokes on a drive. Free throw line left. Airmails it down to the corner. Three-pointer River Valley. It is on the iron and no good. Rims off for DeVinny. Chased down by Lancaster on the baseline. And Martin will take it across the timeline. Martin toward the top of the circle. Throws it right side. Caught by Weber. Weber leaves it back now for Krull. Krull goes left side to Olmstead. Olmstead on the left wing. Out to meet the ball is Morgan. Morgan checking the air of the ball. Gives it to the baseline. Olmstead. Tough shot. Won't go off the rim. Rebound on the inside by the Arrows. They'll kick it back to Nielsen. And it is knocked away. Picked up again by River Valley. Karina Osborne with the ball. Blackhawks get a stop. Trying to get a score. Down to the corner. Blackhawks take it back to the top of the circle. DeVinny. Cross-court pass picked off by the Arrows. They'll swing it now the other end on the fast break. Bucket try up and good for Angie Martin. That'll make it 41-17 Arrows. Reedsburg defeats Mount Horeb in girls basketball 66-46 tonight. Addie Lilla on the left wing. Throws it down to the baseline for the Blackhawks. Setting up here near side. DeVinny airmails it far side. River Valley throws it away looking for the low post. Couple of unforced turnovers by the Blackhawks trying to get things righted here in the early part of the half. Matt Snow and the band doing another tremendous job. Enjoyed them. Play a lot of tunes from my era. Chicago's 25 or 6-4. I heard that one. Ball goes left side. Back it goes to Krull, top of the circle. Now Martin, River Valley working the defense, matching up person to person. And Lancaster working the offense. Weber fires it off to Morgan. She'll shoot a deep three. That is good. My goodness. Four of those tonight. Doesn't matter the distance. 44-17, Lancaster. 3 minutes into the second half now as Osborne works it right side. Held up there, and now Stokes on a drive. It's knocked away and out of bounds. It'll belong to, let's see, River Valley will get it back. The officials making the call. Good to see some good friends here tonight. We've had opportunity to do a little chit-chat in the stands. See some alumnus here tonight. Some folks that just wanted to come out and watch a game. Ball goes inside. Ball knocked away by Lancaster. Pass intended for Osborne and taken the other way now by the Arrows. Across the timeline, Weber, top of the circle, leaves it off for Morgan. Morgan left side over to the baseline, Olmstead. Olmstead. Back to Krill. Right side now. Bounce feed down low. Tough shot. Good from the low post by Mallory Olmstead. Lancaster works the ball around well. 46-17. They lead it. Osborne across half court. Setting up shop. Off a screen. Takes it right side. Now gives it back to Stokes. Stokes on the dribble drive. Reverses it left side. Lilla. And out of bounds. On a pass that was into the stands. There it goes back to Lancaster. No backcourt pressure from the Blackhawks. They fall back with a hands up in the air. River Valley with Potosi tomorrow night and then a tournament game at Walworth Bigfoot. Down to the baseline, Morgan. Turnaround jumper good, and she is fouled. Jessica Morgan putting on an outside shooting clinic tonight. She'll go to the free throw line and a plus one. Foul called against River Valley. That's on Alexis DeVinny, her second. Last time we were at Walworth Bigfoot, River Valley was there in the state semi-football game. Free throw is good by Morgan. 49-17 now. River Valley making it to that level a couple of times. Really enjoyable games always. Get to the fourth level and play on those big school turf fields. Shot from the baseline up and no good by Willoughby and the rebound by the Arrows. Arrows driving the other way on a lean in. The shot is up and good by Martin. Angie Martin finishes the fast break. She has eight. 51-17 Lancaster. 13:28 remaining in the ballgame here on senior night at River Valley. Brooklyn Stokes throws it low. Willoughby backing in and they're going to call a jump ball called. The River Valley Blackhawks will keep it on the alternate possession arrow. Into the game, Elizabeth Gostomski. She will return. And let's see, for the Arrows, they'll bring back, number 42, Cassie Nemitz. Ball comes in play, out to Willoughby. Left side, caught here by Merritt. Alana looks to the inside, throws it low, backing in is Osborne. Leaves it back out for Deviney. Crosses it over on the wing. They'll throw it low. Willoughby got down deep. Scores and a plus one. Nice play. Nice shot by Willoughby. She's got 4 points, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. 51-19. Somebody's coming in for the shooter. That would be Lucy Spahn. So Willoughby goes to the free throw line. This one in the air, and that is good. She completes. 3-point play, 51-20 in favor of the Arrows. Lucy Spahn is in. Lydia Willoughby goes out. Royal Boys leading Bangor 45-40. Good ball game there tonight. Hillsborough up on Brookwood 71-38. The Dells beats Boston 57-29 in girls. Lancaster on a drive, a dish low shot, good, and the plus one. Martin makes it after an excellent assist by Nicole Kelly, and the Arrows are shooting again from the free throw line. That makes it 53-20. Into the ball game for Lancaster, number 10, Maddie Nielsen. Taking a look right now. Free throw on the way for the Arrows on the rim. No good for Martin. Put back up. No good. This one put back up. No good. Three misses for the Arrows. And the rebound by the Blackhawks. Karina Osborne across the timeline. Throws it near side, getting down deep. Now Deviney breaks away from the defense, creates a shot, and is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. Both teams taking it to the basket. A little bit more here in the second half. And that puts Alexis Deviney at the line, shooting a pair. Only River Valley's second trip to the free throw line tonight in the game. This one in the air, and that one is no good. She will get one more. Lancaster's postseason begins with a trip to Iowa Grant. This one in the air, and that one is good. Arrows have had some good runs in the tournament. They play in, a lot of times, a bigger school conference and then drop in Division IV, but they'll do well. I would guess that'll be a really good ball game. 53-21 our score. There's a quick layup in the lane. Up. And good for number 4, Angie Martin, with 12 points tonight. And they answer the River Valley basket. So it is 55-21. Blackhawks with the ball. They'll get it left side for Merritt. Back to the right side, Gostomski. Cross court knocked away by the Arrows. Picked off now by Morgan. She'll take it home, lays it in, and good. Nice finish. 57-21, Lancaster. Ball across the timeline with 12 minutes remaining. River Valley with the ball. Off a screen from Spahn. Osborne stops, throws to the corner. Merritt is there, brings it back to Osborne, leaves it inside. Spahn posting up, draws a crowd, kicks to the corner. Valley whips it over to the near side. Nice pass down there. Deviney knocked away, picked up now by Lancaster, and they will travel the other way, and Nemitz lays it in. Good. Timeout by River Valley, 59-21. Lancaster is up in this one with 11:32 remaining. Area girls basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is a stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 to learn more.
Good evening, sports fans, from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear you can purchase or rent? Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Welcome back to River Valley after a Blackhawk timeout. River Valley with a basketball. Osborne takes it right side to Vinny with the ball. Vinny drives, gives it back now to Merritt. River Valley working everything on the right side in front of their bench. Gostomski lobs it in to Lucy Spahn. Spahn kicks it back out to Osborne. Now right side, three-pointer on the way. River Valley won't go for Gostomski, and Lancaster chases it down. They're going to bring it the other way. Martin throws it inside. It's knocked away by Osborne. Now the kick out to Nielsen. She'll drive lane. That one won't go. Gets her own miss. Drives back out to set it up. Throws it to the corner. And Green with a basketball. And Lancaster sets it up. Martin holds it on the right wing. Top of the circle. Left side, Eros. Looking for a cutter low. Now using the dribble. Bringing it back to the right side. Caught here. Eros setting up shop. Throwing it low. And they're going to throw it away. And with an errant pass. Well, the Arrows haven't made too many of those tonight. Back into the game is Angela Clower for Lancaster. And Grace Morey checks in. Alana Merritt for River Valley. Addie Lillett catches it on the right wing, gives it back to Osborne. Throw now knocked away, picked up by the Arrows. They'll whip the other way on the lay-in. That is good by Green. She's got six, 61-21. Lancaster with a basketball, or with the lead, and River Valley has the ball now. Alana Merritt on the right side. Merritt brings it back to Morey on the left. Down to the baseline, knocked away by the Arrows, picked up again by River Valley. Blackhawks trying for a three. It's on the way, looks good. No, rims off. Rebound by Ava Green of the Arrows. Lancaster bringing it the other way. Ball caught here by Nemitz. Nemitz looks low, brings it back out to the top. Kelly leaves it off to the left side. Dribble drive, bringing it back to the right side. The Arrows out to meet the ball in the corner is Kelly. Nicole Kelly leaves it back to Clower. River Valley matching up person to person. Arrows take it. Left side, they lob it inside. There's a catch. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound, Arrows. Shot blocked. Foul call. Nicole Kelly's shot was missed. And the follow-up shot by Green was blocked and a foul called on the block attempt. Foul is on Grace Morey. That's her first. Highland girls leading Schulzberg, 36-28. Mineral Point girls leading, no, Fenimore leading Mineral Point, 24-19. Iowa Grand up on Boscobel, 27-24. Free throw is no good by the Arrows. As we mentioned, Iowa Grand, the first-round tournament opponent of the Lancaster Flying Arrows. A final tonight, Ithaca over Seneca in girls basketball, 63-27. Platteville up on Richland Center, 51-15. Free throw for the Arrows in the air. That is good for Ava Green. 62-21 in favor of the Arrows. 9:13 remaining in the ball game. Stokes across the timeline, passes, and a foul called on the Arrows. That'll be their third. So that'll be on number three, Angela Clower. That's her first. River Valley ball. Blackhawks looking. They'll bring it in play. Turning in now at the baseline is Lilla. Double team throws it back to Spahn. Jumper on the way, no good. Rebound, River Valley looking for a putback. They'll kick it out. There's a long two on the way. No good. Rebound, Arrows. That is rebounded by Kelly. So the ball comes back to the Arrows. Clock will run continuously now, it would appear, as we are under 9 minutes to play. And Lancaster leading it 62-21. Ball left side now down to the deep baseline. Caught there by number 42, Cassie Nemitz. Shakes the D, throws it back inside. Tough shot goes for Maddie Nielsen. That's her first basket. 64-21, Arrows. River Valley has scored with 4 points here in this second half. Struggled quite a bit here from the shooting standpoint. Alana Merritt Throws it right side to Addie Lilla. Lilla after a drive. Now shot on the way. Good. She finishes well. Addie Lilla with a cool move. 64-23. Lancaster with 8 minutes remaining. On a dribble drive, Ava Green. Throws it left side. It's caught by Nemitz. Throws it near side and out of bounds. It will belong now to River Valley. Into the game for the Arrows, number 14, Mallory Olmstead returns. Lily Weber is back. Mallory Olmstead coming in now. Let's see, River Valley lineup stays the same. Stokes is out at point guard now. Drives to the right side. The foul called on the Arrows. That'll be their fourth foul. Fouls are even here in the second half. That one is on Clower. Her second. Kickaboo girls leading North Crawford 36-29. Pass comes in play, stolen by the Arrows, and then a foul called on the Blackhawks. So the foul will be marked off into the game for River Valley. Number four, Heidi Heglin. Alana Merritt will take off. And Lancaster making a switch. Looks like Emma Jensen, number 20, is in. 64-23, the Arrows leading. Pass comes in play, Olmstead, crossover dribble. Free throw line left, now brings it right. Caught by Clower. Clower looking to the inside, drives to the baseline, leaves the dribble. Almost knocked away. Good defense there by Grace Morey. River Valley gets the takeaway, and Morey didn't commit the foul. Ball comes across to Stokes. Stokes on the right wing, brings it back to DeVinny. Alexis, top of the key, throws it right side. Stokes on a drive behind the glass. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound pulled down by the Arrows. Jensen with a nice rebound. Lancaster takes off the other way. Olmstead drives, free throw line left. Taken by the Arrows. They'll give it off now to number 20, Emma Jensen. Jensen on a dribble drive, pulls up. Leaves the dribble. The count is on. She gets rid of it. Weber in the deep corner for the Arrows. Throws it low. Cruel turns in. Tough shot, no. Foul called on the Blackhawks. Clock continuing to run with 5:40 to go. Sixth foul on the Blackhawks. This one is on Grace Morey. That's her second. At the line, Megan Cruel, her first trip tonight. She has 4 points. Free throw is on the rim, and it is good. 65-23. One more coming up for the Arrows. Cruel will get the ball from the official. Lancaster looking to bring back number 10, Maddie Nielsen, and Cassie Nimitz. Second throw now for Megan Cruel. This one in the air, and that one on the rim, and that one is good. 66-23. Lancaster's scoring spurt continues. River Valley brings it across to Alexis DeVinny on the right side. Addie Lilla, free throw line right. Crossover in the lane, hangs. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Maddie Nielsen. And Nielsen walks it across the half-court line. Keeps the dribble. River Valley matching up person to person. Out to meet the ball is Jensen. Jensen brings it back to the right side. Looking inside, nothing there. Now backs off to the corner. Bounce feed leave. Off it goes for Nemitz. Cross court for Cruel. Megan at the wing. Lancaster now a little light of day on the baseline. Shot is no good. Block and a foul called on Grace Morey. For Grace, that will be foul number 3. And going to the line will be the Lancaster Flying Arrows. Shooting will be Maddie Nielsen. She's got a basket tonight. Free throw in the air, and that one is no good. She will get one more. River Valley brings back Karina Osborne. So the second throw coming up for Maddie Nielsen. This one in the air, and it is good. 67-23, Lancaster. River Valley ball, 3:20 to play. Right wing, Grace Morey. Down to the baseline. caught by the Lilla pass. Now right side, they're going to work it to Osborne. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound arrows. Lancaster stopped in the backcourt. Nemitz brings it up now to Clower. Clower got around the defender, takes it across the half-court line, and will set it up with 3 minutes to go. Throws it baseline, losing the handle there is Nielsen. Saves it back in bounds into the hands of Lilla. Addy goes the other way and going to be called for traveling as she tried to stop and pass. Passing lane was cut off, and then she slid her pivot foot. It comes back to the Arrows. Coach Darryl Parrish will take a timeout. 2:40 to go, 67-23. Lancaster leading River Valley on WRCO, WRCO.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. Play is underway, and River Valley is going to be called for the foul. It looks like Lancaster was setting a play up at the free throw line. 2-1-2 offense, and the foul is called on Alexis Deviney. That will be her third. Puts Lancaster at the line. Megan Krull is there. She is 2 for 2, has a total of 6 points. Free throw is good on free throw number one. 68-23. One more coming up for the Arrows. Getting the ball back from the official is Krull. A couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is good. 4 of 4 from the line. 69-23. Lancaster, a minute 45 to go. Karina Osborne across half court. Off a screen left. Now goes back to the right. Give and go low. Caught by Lilla. Addy is fouled. She will go to the free throw line, playing her last conference game here as a senior on senior night in the game with Potosi, rescheduled for tomorrow night. So there will be one more home opportunity for her as a senior. Ball comes in play. She'll get it back. Down low. Drops the shot on the way. No good. Rebound by the Arrows. 69-23. Arrows with a basketball. Angela Clower across half court. Drops it over to the right side. Caught now by Jensen. They'll throw it low, and the Arrows get a tough shot up, and good by Megan Krull. 71-23, Lancaster. 45 seconds remaining. Karina Osborne across half court. Osborne looking for someone to bring it to. Merritt. Now down to the baseline, Lilla. Addy with the basketball, on a dribble drive, kicks it back. River Valley for three, on the way, no good. In and out for Deviney. Rebound Lancaster with 28 seconds to play. Across the timeline, Clower. Clower guarded closely. Drives free throw line right, down deep. Knocked away by Heidi Heglin, picked up by River Valley. 15 seconds to go. Osborne across the timeline. Stops, keeps the dribble. River Valley looking for one last shot. They'll drop it into Lilla. Addy down low is blocked off. She'll get a final shot up. It's no good. And that will do it. This one belongs to the Lancaster Flying Arrows. They win it tonight, 71-23. Stay tuned for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show on the radio. Thanks for joining us tonight on RVTV as well. High school sports from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show, 24/7 service, and a guarantee the job will be done right. Lancaster jumping out to a 39-17 lead, and they win it tonight 71-23. Certainly the second half was big for the Arrows. They make a total of 8 3-pointers, but they had 7 of those in the first half, and we're going to call that an early turning point in the game. They were off and running has its rewards. Join Dunkin' Donuts Rewards and the save. WRCO proud to spotlight the turning point of the game. We're going with the 4 threes by Cassie Nemitz, I should say by Jessica Morgan, and 4 by Lily Weber. They account for the 8 3-pointers for Lancaster tonight. Their outside shooting was certainly the difference in the ballgame. Coming up, more about tonight's game in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit 1 per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
WRCO. Welcome back to the postgame show. Other scores from around the area. Platteville has defeated Richland Center 65-26 in area girls basketball. Highland over Schulzburg 48-35. Boys basketball, Royal defeats Bangor 55-45. And Hillsborough over Brookwood 83-45. Earlier tonight, Riverdale was a winner in their game. It was an early one against Southwestern. So the Chieftains get the early victory tonight. I think that was the first one that we called. Also earlier this evening, Ithaca was a winner over Seneca in area girls basketball. We'll have more coming up here on the post-game show as we check out some scoring. Looks like we can do that now. The top scorer for Lancaster, 19 for Jessica Morgan with those 4 threes, 12 points for Angie Martin, and 12 points for Lily Weber, 10 points for Megan Kruel. So they have 4 players in double digits. 7 points scored by Ava Green. 4 tonight for Cassie Nemitz. 3 points scored by Maddie Nielsen. 2 for Nicole Kelly. Mallory Olmsted as well makes 2. Leading the way for River Valley this evening. They did not have a player in double digits. Brooklyn Stokes with 7. 6 for Addie Lilla. 5 by Lydia Willoughby. Also 2 points apiece for Karina Osborne and Grace Morey. And 1 scored by Alexis Davini. Once again, the final score, 71-23, Lancaster with the win. On the final night of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, Lancaster improves to 4-6 to end out the conference, and River Valley falls to 2-8. We'll have a final word on tonight's game coming up from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Ader's Do It Best Hardware in Plain Blanchardville. Got some fixing to do? We can help. Now, of course, we have the right products at the right price, but we also have a knowledgeable staff. We can give you real advice on everything from installing a new faucet to great tips so you too can paint like a pro. So for helpful, friendly advice, stop by Ader's, your one-stop shop for your farm and home needs and always helping you make hardware easy.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Lancaster wins 71-23. They are 9 of 16 from the free throw line tonight. River Valley 2 of 3. Lancaster won the JV game 53-30. Tomorrow night we'll be on hand at Ithaca, the Ridge and Valley Conference battle between the Bulldogs and Seneca. Always is a good one when we're there, and we'll be there tomorrow night. Of course, Saturday, high school wrestling coverage gets underway at 10 o'clock from Wisconsin Dells and from Mineral Point High School. So salute to our engineer, Tim Feed, tonight, who's been backing us up all season long. And we're getting down there. This was our last girls game before the tournament. We'll have a boys game coming up Friday night. Girls tournament action next Tuesday. And state wrestling next week, Thursday. Last boys regular season game next Thursday. And hopefully more girls' tournament games next Friday and Saturday as well. Tonight, a 71-23 victory for the Lancaster Flying Arrows. Best of luck to them in their tournament game coming up against Iowa Grant. Again, River Valley tomorrow night against Potosi-Cassville. And coming up, they will be doing battle in the tournament. They'll be playing at Walworth Bigfoot next Tuesday night. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating in Richland Center. 24-7 service and a guarantee the job will be done right. 71-23, your final. Lancaster wins over River Valley in area girls basketball. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to area girls basketball coverage right here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
We'll be right back.
dancing
until the second that you walked in to that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for it up all night long, the right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise, even to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around right out of the blue, and it turns out, oh, looking for you. Yeah, I was looking for you. Couldn't have just been anyone, the way you smiled and said my name. Girl, you were so original, I knew I'd never be the same. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart.
Something different about me, different about me. Yeah, you talk, talk all you want, you pour your heart out, but you never do see, you never do see me.
Maybe you'll